Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Jose Valentin, V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N, Jr. Jose Valentin, Jr. is a 32-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5/13/22. Appeared at that time he was closing the back door of his truck. Appeared it was raining and slippery and he fell, landing on his feet. Appeared he twisted his left ankle and felt a crack in it at the time. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to what he understands to be a diagnosis of fractures of the fourth and fifth toes. Appeared he was placed in a half cast for 3 weeks and then a boot, period. He did not undergo any surgery in this manner and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared he admits that in 2020 he fractured the same toes and he was placed in a boot. Appeared at the for the current injury, he was wearing steel-toed boots. Appeared he has returned to wearing them as well. Period. The paragraph treatment records show Mr. Valentin was seen at Virtual Occupational on 5/13/22. Period. He indicated he was making a delivery and it was raining. Appeared at the back of the truck, he strained his left ankle. Period. He denied previous injury to his left ankle or foot. Period. On exam, there was pain and swelling at the lateral metatarsal phalanges of the fourth and fifth areas. Period. X-rays showed fracture at the base of the fifth metatarsal. Appeared he was diagnosed with a fracture of the metatarsal as well as sprain of the foot and sprain of the calcaneofibular ligament of the left ankle. Appeared he was being on medications and placed in a splint and crutches. Appeared in the paragraph, he quickly came under the podiatric care of Dr. Karan Jaya, K-A-R-A-N-J-I-A, on 6/1/22, period. He agreed with the x-ray report and the diagnoses rendered, period. He was advised to go into an immobilization boot and remain in this for the next 6 weeks. Period. He was informed the base of the fifth metatarsal is a notoriously slow healing bone and may take longer than the average 6 weeks for the fracture to heal, and any type of fracture can develop into delayed or non-union. Period. He followed up with Dr. Karan Jaya through 8/3/22, period. X-ray revealed healing with bony ingrowth of the fracture site. Period. His assessments were amended to non-displaced fracture of the fifth metatarsal bone in the left foot with routine healing. Period. He was going to wean out of the immobilization boot and into an over-the-counter orthotic. Period. He could also begin weight bearing only in a shoe with a stiff shank. Period. He had reached maximum medical improvement and could return to work full duty with no restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower normal through. He had tenderness of palpation at the left, third, fourth, and fifth distal metatarsals and the anterior talofibular ligament insertion, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankles normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with an unreproducible antalgic gait on the left with no assistive device. Brady could stand on his heels and toes. Brady changed positions fluently, was able to squat and rise. Paired provocative gait maneuvers were all normal, including heel raising. Impressions on 5/13/22. Jose Valentin slipped out of the back of his truck and twisted his left ankle. Brady was seen the same day at Virtual Occupational and diagnosed with a fifth metatarsal fracture. Brady was immobilized and then came to the care of Dr. Karen Jaya. Brady continued the petitioner on immobilization and non-weight-bearing status. Brady was followed, and at the conclusion of treatment, his fracture site had resolved. He was cleared to return to work in a full-duty capacity. Paired new paragraph, the current exam found he had a non-reproducible intelligent gait on the left. He complained of tenderness with standing on his heels and toes. Nevertheless, provocative gait maneuvers were negative without any discomfort elicited. There was tenderness about the left foot, but provocative maneuvers at the foot and ankle were negative. New paragraph, there is 3.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. This is for the orthopedic residuals of a fifth metatarsal fracture treated conservatively with an excellent clinical and functional result. End.